Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It's what we've needed for quite a while, and we're getting more than just a little spritz of rain, Joe.
Well, Susan, rain moved in right around or just after midnight across the area, and it's been coming down fairly hard ever since. This is the first meaningful rain that we've had since way back in late September, when we had about 3/4 of an inch of rain on the 29th of the month. So it's been over 50 days since we've seen a significant rain across the area, and this rain is not done. We're going to see rain throughout the day today and into tonight. When all is said and done, at least 1 to 2 inches of rain will fall across the tri-state, and while that will put out pretty much all of the forest fires across the region, it will only make a dent in the long-term drought. We'll need more systems like this going forward to erase the drought. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Well, despite this much-needed rain, city officials say our water supply still needs something like 8 inches to get back up to normal levels, and so the drought warning remains in effect. They're also taking new measures to prevent fires still, including suspending issuing permits for fireworks displays or open flames across the entire city. NYC Parks is canceling previously issued permits for fireworks displays or open flames in city parks, and the FDNY will review previously issued permits on a case-by-case basis. Also, by the way, city officials say this is absolutely not the year to try to deep-fry your Thanksgiving turkey. Cops looking for four men following a shooting in the Bronx. Let's get that story with our Glenn Chuck.
There's actually a police officer still guarding the area here. The gunfire on Jackson Avenue and East 151st Street here in the Melrose section happened about 6:30 last night. Just to kind of paint the street here for you, there's apartments on one side and a parking garage and a couple of preschools storefronts on the other. This is where the gunfire happened. In the midst of these bullets flying, at least two gunshots, according to witnesses, the 64-year-old woman hit in her right thigh. Police telling us again she was an innocent bystander out running some errands. Unclear again who the target was here, as cops are looking for those four men you mentioned there. They were last seen running south here on Jackson, again, towards East 151st. Now, the woman who was hit was taken to Lincoln Hospital, which is just a couple of blocks from here. She's remaining in stable condition this morning. No arrests so far. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Melrose section of the Bronx.
The woman overseeing the city sanitation department, New York's strongest, now to command our finest.
Jessica Tisch is the second woman to lead the NYPD. She is a veteran of city government and began that career at the NYPD as a counterterrorism analyst and later overseeing 911 operations. So she is a technology expert, and Mayor Adams sees that.
Our department is going to be so much better in the area of innovation.
Tisch had a direct message for police officers.
Mayor Adams has been very clear that the priorities are supporting you as you fight crime and disorder, keeping you safe, and bringing the department into the next century.
She pointed to the recent stabbing spree and the police officer shot in Queens as reasons NYPD officers are called the finest. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
While making the announcement about the new commissioner, the mayor also unveiled a revised budget that includes more money for more cops.
The November plan adds two police academy classes, which will put 1,600 new officers on our streets by October 2025, increasing our uniform force to nearly 34,000.
Separately, the revised budget adds $467 million to a cash assistance program that helps low-income New Yorkers pay for groceries and other bills, and $115 million earmarked for the city's rental assistance voucher program. Speaking of housing, a new audit by the city comptroller finds rampant failures in repairs being made at NYCHA buildings and pretty much no oversight of the contractors being hired.
Beverly McFarland heads the tenant association at the Taft Houses. Never mind that the sidewalk sheds have been up for 4 years. She says apartment repairs are inadequate.
These vendors are repeat offenders. They constantly come in into our homes doing what they feel like they want to do or don't do, and then leave out and close the ticket.
She stood alongside City Controller Brad Lander, who's recommending an app that allows tenants to rate the work and determine a level of accountability.
There's no formal system of evaluation for the contractors.
One tenant says an independent agency, not NYCHA, should administer the app. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In response, NYCHA issued a statement which, in part, said the agency takes issue with what they called numerous unsubstantiated claims in Lander's audit, but they, quote, appreciate his commitment to improving NYCHA and quality of life for public housing residents. Another random slashing in the city, this time on the Upper West Side, where a 55-year-old tourist from Denmark was attacked near 114 West 86th Street just before 10:30 yesterday morning. He suffered serious cuts to his face, ear, and neck. He is expected to recover. The suspect took off and is yet to be caught. The feds say they have thwarted a plot by a Florida man to bomb the New York Stock Exchange.
Undercover agents say Haroon Abdul Malik Yenner told him he wanted to carry out his attack this week. He planned to wear a disguise to get into the stock exchange and plant explosives, then detonate them remotely. He said he thought it would, quote, reboot the federal government. The FBI got a tip in February that Yenner was storing bomb-making schematics in a storage unit. Agents say they found sketches, watches with timers, and other electronics that could be used to make bombs.
Michael Wallace reporting, a Long Island man sentenced to 10 years in jail in a 2022 plot to attack synagogues here in the city. 23-year-old Christopher Brown and another man were arrested in November of that year at Penn Station. He later pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm as part of a planned terror attack after telling cops that he operates a white supremacist account on Twitter, and he admitted to making online threats. The co-defendant is awaiting trial. All clear now at FDU. Fairleigh Dickinson University posted the message just before 3 this morning on Twitter. That was after police searched the Florham campus for 4 hours following word of somebody with a gun. No shots were fired, but the school had told everybody to shelter in place. They also announced that all of today's on-campus activities were canceled and that both FDU campuses would go remote today. Some city lawmakers going to bat for small building and homeowners who are going to be forced to foot the bill for a new city ordinance that kicks in just over a year.
The new rules mean you have to have a garbage bin 55 gallons or less with a secure lid, either your own or a city-issued bin, costing between $45 and $53. But in June of 2026, everyone will have to have a city-made bin. Councilwoman Joanne Ariola's legislation would make that bin free, just like they did for composting.
Many people, especially our seniors, are unable to purchase the bins, and they probably won't need more than one bin.
The sanitation department says in part that the city-made bins are the cheapest you'll find.
They really can't estimate what's in a person's pocket, and that's what we're worried about.
Her legislation has bipartisan support. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Baby cats survive a horrifying case of animal cruelty in Brooklyn.
In a heartbreaking and shocking discovery Sunday night, 4 newborn kittens were found double bagged and left to die in a Sunset Park garbage pail. It was a Good Samaritan walking in the area that heard the kittens crying and then rushed to open the garbage can. Ann Levin, who is the executive director of the Brooklyn Bridge Animal Welfare Coalition, was one of the people that ran to help.
And he found inside kittens that had been tied up. They'd been double bagged. It was not an accident.
Miraculously, all of the kittens survived, 3 girls and 1 boy, barely 2 weeks old.
I mean, those kittens are very fortunate. Someone heard the kittens. kittens.
For now, the kittens are safe and warm and finally getting the love they deserve. They'll be put up for adoption in about 2 months. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sunset Park.
Animal rescuers up in Dobbs Ferry went high tech to find a puppy who went missing in the woods.
I'm really overwhelmed by the kindness and generosity of the people who helped recover her.
Suzette English telling ABC 7 she adopted Lexi less than a week ago from Pet Rescue in Harrison. They were walking in a wooded area when the dog slipped out of her collar and took off. Both shelter worker Kevin Ramirez and Michael Coyne from Heat Seeker Drone Services came to help. Michael says the drone spotted Lexi and was able to scare off a wild animal who was stalking the dog.
I think what saved her is the fact that she was so small, because she was able to run in between like the wrought iron fencing and the fox couldn't. So she ran out into the yard and the fox was stuck in the woods.
Hey, once they found her, Kevin coaxed Lexi over.
It took her a good 4 to 5 times, like pacing back and forth to like decide if she should come to me or not. But then I just stuck out my hand, I let her sniff me, and she was like, wait a minute, I know you.
Suzette telling Channel 7 Lexi is now safely home and is wearing a more securely fitting collar.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.